This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
We'd like to introduce our next speaker to the stage. Yes, Chris. The National Union of Students are mobilising people right across this country on all campuses, and their queer officer and a great supporter of our campaign for many, many years. It's Chris DiPasquale.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me today. I last stood here a few weeks ago when we had a demonstration, when we thought that the plebiscite, we didn't know that there was going to be a plebiscite, we thought that marriage equality would just come through, we'd have a free vote in Parliament and so on. And I said that I would be glad if this was the last marriage equality demonstration I ever had to attend, because I've been to a lot of them. But looking out today, looking at the thousands of you that have come out, I'm glad to say that I was wrong, and I'm glad to say that we're here fighting for marriage equality today, and we're going to keep rallying, we're going to keep fighting right through to November when we finally win it. Woo! Now, the last fortnight has been incredibly busy for us at the National Union of Students. We've thrown ourselves into this campaign. We've run stalls, we've run speakouts on campus, we've interrupted lectures, we've told people that they need to enroll and they need to vote yes. And so it's been incredibly busy, because we know that this postal vote disenfranchises young people. Yet coincidentally, we know that young people have the highest rates of support for marriage equality. It's some 81%. So we've had our work cut out for us. And I'm glad to say, as people have said, that the enrolments are up, and a survey came out showing that people who are voting yes are more likely to get out there and vote. So this is really fantastic. But all of this can add up to us feeling, I think, a little bit, perhaps a bit complacent about it. We can feel like victory's in sight, but as a lot of people know, we can't just rest on our laurels. We saw the posters that went up, the disgusting, vile, homophobic and transphobic posters that went up, not just in Melbourne, but they went up in Brisbane, they went up in Sydney. We saw these. We know that the no side of the campaign are already got their campaign in gear. They're already doing it. And so that makes it all the more important for us to get out there and keep fighting. And I know that there are people here who've been coming to these rallies for 13 years now. It's been these demonstrations, it's been the fighting spirit of everyone here that has gotten us to a point where we feel like victory is just within grasping distance. But I think that it shows that the stakes are now higher than ever, because if we lose this fight, we don't just lose on the question of marriage equality, we lose on a whole range of fronts. The people who are fighting to make sure that we can't get married, they're the same people who are locking up refugees on Manus Island. They're the same people who are discriminating against Muslims, discriminating against Indigenous people. And so we need to keep this fight up, because a victory for us will be a victory in the right direction on all fronts. And this is why we fight, because we live under a government, we live in a society that does not put the interests of ordinary people at heart. The great African-American revolutionary and activist Angela Davis once said that if you live in a racist society, it is not enough to just be non-racist, you need to be anti-racist. And if we live in a society that has legalized homophobia, it is not enough to simply be not homophobic, you need to be anti-homophobic, you need to be anti-transphobic. And I say to anyone that is not here today, that may be watching this, it is not enough for you to simply think that it doesn't affect you and that you don't need to vote in this. You need to get out there and show solidarity with us. You need to fill out your ballot. You need to vote yes. You need to come to the demonstrations. You need to stand with the LGBTI community in solidarity and fight with us so that we win. And lastly, I say to everyone assembled here today that this will not be the last rally that we attend. We will keep fighting. For students, there's a rally that we've called for around the country on September 13th. Put it in your diaries. We're going to keep having stunts, keep having actions, keep having demonstrations, and so on. Because those on the right of society, those who are stubbornly and intransigently stopping progress on this question, they look around the world. they look around this country, they look at all of you, and they can see that their grip on this question is slipping. They know that their time is up. They know that it's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. But they are not giving up without a fight, so neither should we. And that way, when we win, and I say when we win, not if we win, when we win, we will have won because we fought for it. And that will make the victory that much sweeter. Thank you very much.
The Queer on the Zoom, and you ask Christy Pasquale.
Look, I know what they say when they get up on the stage, the Maya Music Bowl, that how overwhelming Carols by Candlelight is. But I tell you, we cannot see the end of people down Swanson Street. We are overwhelmed. I spoke at the rally in Sydney in 2010, and this has overshadowed that. It is overwhelming. Thank you so much.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.